Mama don't allow no architecture around here. Mama don't allow no architecture around here. Oh, I don't care what mama don't allow, gonna draw mine modern anyhow. Mama don't allow no architecture around here.
Welcome to U.S. Modernist Radio, where we talk and laugh with fascinating guests like Kelly Lynch, Paul Goldberger, Marvin Malika, Susan Saarinen, Nathaniel Kahn, and Justin Shubo about modernist architecture, the most exciting and controversial buildings in the world. Dean of the NC State College of Design, Marvin Malika.
But one of the things that she really sort of reluctantly admitted was that Neutra was a kind of a romantic modernist. And I think when you look at his architecture, the quality of light that comes into the house, the fact that the Silver Lake house was as much an experiment in urbanism as it was in a place to live. It was a home, it was an office, it was at a density level where if Los Angeles had followed that example, we wouldn't have the sprawl we have today.
And now, the guys who used to think Rim Cool House was a Jell-O flavor, George Smart and Frank King.
So we have our second fan and first binge listener.
Oh.
Greg Rashke of Raleigh. Hi, Greg. Who took the better part of a weekend suffering through all our past shows.
Oh, my Lord, some kind of plea bargain?
As a result of this sustained audio torture, Greg is reported in critical condition at Wake Med.
Uh-huh.
He is being administered high dosages of Garrison Keillor and is expected to fully recover. So we wish the best for you, Greg.
Architecture critic Paul Goldberger.
I was amazed by the whole situation because the house struck me as being the most mild-mannered modern house I could imagine. It was a modern house that seemed to have bent over backwards to be a good neighbor.
Dateline, Southern England. Are you looking for the perfect walled city to lay down your roots? Look no further than, and I had to look up the pronunciation, Minas Tirith.
Actress and modern preservationist Kelly Lynch.
You know, it's funny. I caught it very early on. A friend of mine, her father was actually, he's long gone. I passed away many years ago, but he was an architect at the Bauhaus, Bruce Abramson.
J.R. Tolkien's fictional capital of Gondor, located in the mountainous and remote Middle Earth, where, by the way, Carly Fiorino drove HP. Except if an ambitious...
Lustron enthusiast, Virginia Faust.
It's another one of those things, just like some people can't tell a cardinal from a scarlet tanager, but those who can pick it up immediately. A lot of it is just visual training.
So you are the ornithologist of houses?
There you go. We've actually found a few from the air.
You have a plane, Virginia, or just this is all Google?
Oh,
if there's
right.
A chopper flying over your Lustron house, you maybe know who it is.
Landscape architect Susan Saarinen, daughter of Eero Saarinen.
So when you went over to other families' houses, I mean, did it surprise you that their dinner table conversation was not this provocative? I mean...
Oh, well, I thought everybody talked about design and architecture. And then when I discovered that people talked about finance or history, it was like, oh, they live a little differently than we do.
And in an epic battle, he wielded a broadsword and fought to the death in the 2015 Guildmaster Award.
Guildmaster!
No, I'm just kidding. Leon doesn't own a sword.
It had these great louvered windows where you could keep out the rain and let in the fresh air.
Yeah.
It had the...
Yeah.
No, I mean, just a lot of
Frank
stuff.
Frank wants one now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've got a couple around here I can show you. Better yet, we've got a couple for sale. Better yet, we can send you the erection manual and you can take it apart and put it back up yourself.
Frank already has enough erection manuals he gets in the mail.
I can guarantee you this one will be different.
Visit U.S. Modernist Radio on the web at usmodernistradio.org for links about people and buildings mentioned today on the show. I'm Tom Guild. George and Frank and I'll be back in 2 weeks for another floor-to-ceiling, cantilevered, concrete and steel, carbohydrate and Kardashian-free edition of U.S. Modernist Radio.
No Kardashians. None. Zero.